You can celebrate the 500th anniversary of the Reformation by listening to a special Reformation service on Tuesday evening, October 31st, live from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, will be preaching. Join us for a live Reformation service Tuesday night, Reformation Day, 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern, 5:30 Mountain, and 4:30 Pacific at issuesetc.org and on the Lutheran Public Radio mobile app.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We've got a few minutes left here in the program. We thought we'd spend that time going through a few of your comments from the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8382. 618-223-8382. You can leave any kind of comment there anytime you want to, especially for our beloved on-demand listeners. Up first is a comment from one of our listeners on Illinois Governor Rauner and his reason for increasing funding for abortion in Illinois.
Hi, this is Janine Bristol from Taylor, South Carolina, and I'm a podcast listener, and I just now caught up with the episode where the governor from Illinois explains why he signed the taxpayer funding for abortion bill. And I'm a Lutheran, so I know I should be putting the best construction on this, but I say his reason is disingenuous at best, because the economic status of a woman drives every decision that woman makes, whether it's the shoes she buys, the supper she puts on the table, or the car she drives. And it's not the fact that we have to make different decisions depending on our economic status as a reason to sign taxpayer funding for abortion is just ludicrous. Thank you for all you do. Love listening to the podcast. I'm a regular podcast listener. Bye.
And Janine, thank you very much. I often say smartest listeners in radio, and her comment is further evidence of that. Governor Rauner's decision to increase state funding for abortion and to sign that bill into law was that he said something to the effect of he didn't want women in Illinois to be forced to make different decisions depending on their different economic situations. So women with less money might not be able to exercise their freedom to choose a legal abortion because they don't have the money for it. So the state should fund it so that, because women shouldn't have to make different decisions based upon their different economic circumstances. And Janine, you're quite right. I agree that it's disingenuous. I don't know if the governor realizes how disingenuous it is. It's not just women, too. Men make decisions based upon their economic resources. Women make decisions based upon their economic resources. If inequity in those things, if no one should be forced to make any kind of decision different from someone else based upon the fact that they have less money, then why stop at abortion? Why not fund everything? He's really a logic for the state funding of all things, because no one, women, men, should be forced to make any decision different from anyone else based upon their lack of economic resources. So I'm sure that Governor Rauner does not believe in state funding everything. He can barely keep the state running as it is economically. So the logic there seems to be narrowly applied only to women, and for some reason, only women seeking to pay for, not shoes, not a handbag, not a vehicle, but an abortion to kill their unborn child.
Pastor Todd, I'm listening to your show, and you're discussing that Weinstein business out in California, and your guest is commenting about how the Christian following God's law is good for you. I mean, it's good for you, for your family, economically. And I'm just reminded, there's a line, I believe, in Deuteronomy talking about the law. The Lord gave us the law for our good. And then also, I believe, in Deuteronomy talking about how the Lord will give you good things. And I don't think it's necessarily an absolute thing that your life is going to be, you know, without difficulties, but, you know, for the most part, you're going to do better following the law, then you will not. Anyway, that's it. Bye.
Thank you very much for your comment. I think the passage in Deuteronomy that you were referring to is in Deuteronomy chapter 10. Here's the whole thing. It's actually Deuteronomy 10, 12 through 13, God speaking to his people as he's giving them the law. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul, and to keep the commandments and statutes of the Lord, which I am commanding you today for your good. Now, God is either lying there, and he's not commanding us all these things for our good, or the law really is given for our good. Now, does that law, in its ultimate sense, when it encounters sinners, accuse sinners of their sin? Absolutely. But that, dear friends, is for your good. It's God's good word that for your good shows you your sin. It's still for your good, even when it makes you feel bad about yourself, so to speak. And I think the broader point here is that God's law isn't just a picture of his divine will and a glimpse into kind of the moral nature of God himself. What does the moral nature of God look like? It looks like the Ten Commandments. It's not only that. It's actually, with respect to human beings, the best thing, the best circumstance that could avail for us. That his law is, in fact, for our good. His law is, in fact, the best way. I think it's Dr. Scott Murray says, it's God's way, it's the best way. If it's God's way, it is, of course, the best way. What is the nature of our sin, though? The nature of our sin is to say, no, God's way isn't the best way. My way is the best way. I even know fellow Lutherans that would come mighty close to saying God's way in the law isn't the best way. But it is. It is the best way. Will you ever live according to it so that the rewards that are promised in the law accrue to you? No, you won't. Not on this side of the resurrection. On this side of the resurrection, every attempt, and Christians do make every attempt to live according to God's law, will before God fall short. But in Christ, will be counted as good works that avail for our neighbor. So maybe we should think about it this way. The law is as good as God is. It's his law. It's his word. So whatever is good about God is good about his law as well. Where's the proof of this? Well, it's in the life of Jesus himself, who lived that law perfectly in your place, precisely because when that law encounters sin, it will always take the opportunity. Sin will always take the opportunity of the law to kill us. So Christ lived that perfect good will of God, lived out his nature in human nature among us in our place all the way to the cross. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., more of the conservative Reformation and the devotional life of the Reformation with Dr. Larry Rast. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Children are a heritage from the Lord, but what of those who've not been given the gift of a child? The cross of barrenness affects not only childless couples, it affects the family, friends, and pastors who love and care for them. I'm Katie Schuerman, and I'm partnering with Emmanuel Press to publish the second edition of my book, He Remembers the Barren, a story about the hope and contentment found only in Christ, no matter the cross we bear. Visit emmanuelpress.us to learn more. emmanuelpress.us.
Daily worship, historical hymnody, and catechesis interwoven with direct instruction in phonics, traditional math, literature, grammar, history, Latin, and strings. It's part of our daily life at St. Paul Lutheran School in Hamel, Illinois, the only classical Lutheran school in Greater St. Louis. We're located 1 mile off Interstate 55. For more information, visit school.stpaulhamel.org. We would love to share our joy in learning with your child. school.stpaulhamel.org.